time now at SLB is 18 minutes before 11 o'clock. The Pittsburgh Concert Society is an amazing organization that works to help support young musicians and the work that they do. And I believe this is now the fifth, it's either the fourth or fifth year that we've had the pleasure of working with Antoinette Tuma and others at the Pittsburgh Concert Society to present young artist winners from the showcase done by the Pittsburgh Concert Society. It's our showcase of young artist winners. And today, we have somebody who began playing piano at 5 years of age. After moving to Pittsburgh at the age of 10 from Milwaukee, she began studying with Professor Hannah Lee at the age of 10. And we'll learn more about her as time goes on, as we chat in between two selections she's going to play for you. But let me introduce you to a sophomore currently at North Allegheny High School. This is Catherine Joe.
Thank you.
Wow, that was just beautifully done. And that's Catherine. Joe, what was the name of that piece?
This is Chopin's Nocturne in E minor.
You played that so gracefully and vibrantly. It's very hard not to be moved as you're playing. Is that a piece you especially like?
Yes, I love this piece. And I love Chopin in general. He's an amazing composer. And he had so much inspiration, you know. All these musical ideas and phrases in his mind. And we're just all blessed to have him write this music out and have people perform it, you know.
As you were playing, I was reading your biography a little bit and about you. And I'm not surprised based on this conversation we're having. You're on the forensics team. You're very accomplished. What other activities are you involved in beyond music?
I do forensics, speech and debate. It takes up a good deal of my life. I love forensics.
I want to talk about that for a minute. A lot of people think forensics is just sort of classic debate, but there are other aspects of forensics, right?
Yeah.
And are you involved in those other aspects at all?
Yes, I do speech. In my department, I guess, we take literary pieces, plays, books, you know, whatever we can find, and we act it out. And it's a really critical aspect for me because I think it helps to convey your emotions. It sort of fine-tunes what you do and what you say in your real life, you know?
Mm-hmm. And I know there's monologues, right?
Yes,
and dialogues that you can do.
Right.
And that's got to serve you very well, too, as you perform. Now, what else do you like to do?
I love to, you know, go out and swim sometimes for, you know, just physical exercise. I love to read. I love to write. There's a bunch of stuff, yeah. It's fun.
Oh, that's great. Now, it's a little early in your high school career. You'll be a junior next year,
yes.
Right? Have you thought about life after high school?
I have. I've talked to my parents about it, you know, and I told them that I'd really enjoy continuing piano afterwards, perhaps minoring in piano playing or something in college. I'd also like to go into, like, the whole international studies and foreign affairs and just get to go and learn, you know. Broaden my mind.
Yeah, and it's good to know that you can do a lot of different things and choose to do what you want to do. Now, are you still studying with Professor Lee?
Yes, I am.
So you've been studying with the same woman now for about 6 years or
right,
so, and that's got to be a wonderful gift too. How often do you play daily?
Well, I try to squeeze in about an hour and 30 minutes to 2 hours every day, like for school days, and then when it comes to recitals, probably about 3 to 4 hours, and competitions about 6 to 7 or 8.
And
depends.
Now, the Pittsburgh Concert Society has been very helpful to you, I would imagine.
Definitely.
What are some of the things that they've helped you with?
Well, I'm so honored to have them invite me to play in their Pittsburgh Concert Society program, and I want to thank Mrs. Tuma, who I've corresponded with email, and she's just a great woman, and, you know, she's very musical, and she's helped me a lot. And then I'd like to thank them for giving me the chance, you know, opportunity to play in this radio station, which is awesome. I've never been here, and it's great. And I'd like to thank my piano teacher as well, Mrs. Hannah Lee, who's been there the entire step of, like, the entire journey, basically. And, you know, without her perseverance and insistence that I, you know, try my best, I wouldn't have gotten to where I am right now.
Well, it sounds like your family's been really supportive,
definitely.
Too.
My mom right there, my dad, who's with my brother in a chess tournament, my sister, you know, it's great.
Well, they'll get a chance to hear you online if they're not listening on the radio now. Is there anything else you'd like to mention before you play another piece?
Oh, well, my next selection is by Prokofiev. It's called Suggestion Diabolique, and this is probably on the complete opposite spectrum of what I just played. It's very wild, and when I
was going to say, it looks wild. I'm looking at the music,
yeah, the music.
And I see a lot of 16th notes and a lot of, I think I'm seeing some loudness.
Oh,
it's funny, the way you happen to be sitting, I can see the music, that's not always the case, and I'm sort of getting a preview. I can't wait to hear what I'm looking at here.
Mm-hmm. And like in Russian, like literally translated, it means like, you know, persisting nightmare, and it's like a chase sort of music.
That sounds great.
It's really interesting. Yeah.
Well, thank you. If you're just tuning in, this is Catherine Joe from North Allegheny Intermediate High School in Wexford, and we're ready to go.
Thank you.
That was just absolutely amazing.
Thank you.
Sometimes that sounds like the music that's in my head sometimes as I'm rushing or moving. I want to thank you for being here.
Thank you too.
Today, and I wish you much continued success.
It
was great to look over at your mom watching you play.
Yeah.
And thank you so much. Anything you forgot to say or that you wanted to say?
Well, I'd like to say thank you to everyone who gave me this chance, and you guys have been awesome, and I'd like to thank the studio members for your encouragement, and, you know, it's been a great experience for me.
Will you come back sometime and play again?
I would love to.
We'd love to have you do it. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's Catherine Joe at the Saturday Light Brigade.